In recent years, more than a dozen Israeli cybersecurity companies have made Massachusetts their home away from home. From WBUR's business and tech team, Bostonomics, Asma Khalid reports on why these firms are moving from Tel Aviv to Boston.
Lior Deev co-founded Cyber Reason with two fellow Israeli military veterans, but they quickly realized they wanted more customers and needed to expand beyond their country's borders.
If you want to build a meaningful company, and not just to build a company and sell it, you need to move to somewhere. Tel Aviv is not enough.
And like most cybersecurity CEOs in Israel, Deev saw America as the promised land.
50% of the market in cybersecurity is the U.S., so it's like pure numbers, you know, this is the biggest market.
Most techies went west to California, but Deev chose Boston.
When we moved to here 4 years ago, it was, you know, very weird. You talked in Tel Aviv, it's like, hey, we moved to Boston. Why you moved to Boston and not to Silicon Valley? It's like we heard that question like back in the day a lot.
Deev is in his office on the 21st floor of the old Hancock building with panoramic views of Boston. And he says he was drawn to this city for three main reasons: the proximity to customers, the local tech talent, and simple geography.
When you do the math, it's the proximity to Israel, the time differences, it makes a huge difference. If you want to have an R&D center in Tel Aviv, the time that the teams can work together become critical, and the East Coast is much more lucrative versus the West Coast.
If you look at a heat map of the cyber industry, there's really only three places that show up: Silicon Valley, Israel, and Boston. The fastest growing sector of Israeli-founded businesses in Massachusetts is cybersecurity. It beats out both life sciences and IT. That's according to the New England-Israel Business Council. Israel is considered the epicenter of global cybersecurity these days. And one major reason is the military, according to Michael Coden. He's the head of the cybersecurity practice at the Boston Consulting Group.
There is a unique situation in Israel in that everyone is required to serve in the military, and then they come out of the military with some really good cybersecurity training.
The Israeli government has long seen cybersecurity as the next frontier for defense. It's part of national security. Entrepreneurs learn technical skills in the army, but then eventually leave the military and often launch startups. But sometimes those startups have to leave for larger markets. It's just a matter of making money. Massachusetts business leaders and politicians are hoping they'll look here. Both former Governor Deval Patrick and current Governor Charlie Baker led delegations to Israel, reaching out to the cybersecurity industry. But this is all recent history. Udi Mokadi considers himself one of the pioneers of the Israeli cybersecurity wave into Boston. He's the CEO of CyberArk.
We started in April of 99 in Israel, and I already moved here on my own with a suitcase in the late summer of 2000.
Mokadi considers himself one of the founders, leading this trend of cybersecurity companies immigrating to Boston. The lobby of his company's office in Newton is symbolically flanked with two flags, the blue and white Star of David and the Stars and Stripes of the United States.
We figured out that the biggest adoption for security would first come from financial services firms, and that very much lent itself to the East Coast.
Mokadi knew he had to be on the East Coast to be close to these big banks, but he wasn't sure where.
And then when it came down between choosing between New York and Boston, we very much chose it because of the talent and the proximity to so many universities and the fact that there were some very strong names in security and infrastructure here.
CyberArk remains an Israeli business. It went public on the NASDAQ as an Israeli corporation. And like other Israeli-founded cybersecurity companies, most of its R&D remains in Israel. But Boston is its North American headquarters. These days, the company claims more than 50% of the Fortune 100 corporations use its services. And today, the market isn't just financial services. It's healthcare, it's pharma, many industries up and down the East Coast. Which is why Lior Deev at Cyber Reason says people back home in Tel Aviv aren't skeptical anymore.
Nobody is asking us why you moved to Boston. It's almost obvious that Boston, this is a place that you can move if you want to be closer to the market.
In the last year, at least three Israeli-founded cybersecurity firms announced plans to plant roots in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.